This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joining us in the studio is Christina Antonides. I said it right today.
You did.
Yes.
Thank you, Adam.
And we just found out that lawyers are human.
They are. She had a good little
gaff. At least some of them.
Yes. Now, the reason we said... So that is we're just sitting here talking, as you do off air, and she goes, did anyone watch the Britney thing last week?
You're not supposed to say that on air, Adam.
Oh.
Whoops.
There goes your credibility.
Eddie's gone.
Yes. Now, the reason you're in here is because of the new relationships bill that went
That's
through.
That's right. Yeah, the Relationships Act now, because it's actually
act.
Gone through.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so it goes from a bill to an act.
It does. It does.
Now, yes. Who's performing in it?
Not anyone exciting, I can tell you that much.
God.
But there will be a lot of gay people in it.
There will be, possibly.
That's because it basically has a lot to do with this.
Who would have thought?
It'd be interesting to see how many people have actually registered.
Do we know how many yet?
No, I haven't found out. But there wasn't a line like there was to get the iPhone, so I'm assuming that maybe people have lined up. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, I guess they've got their iPhones now, so they've gone to do this as well. So.
They could have.
Now, the reason we wanted to get you in this morning is because of the relationships...
Act.
Yes. Has now come into effect. Mm-hmm. People, same-sex couples, can register their relationship.
They can.
What would they need to do this, though?
They just go down to births, deaths and marriages, pay a small fee, not a fine, and sign a stat deck with some ID, and that's it, and they can just register.
Yep. Now, with that being done, what does that entitle, us to? What does it recognise?
Well, essentially, we have the same rights as heterosexual couples now. When the courts decide how to divide up property on the breakdown of a relationship, then we are entitled to exactly the same rights as heterosexual marriages. So what used to be spousal maintenance, we can now apply for in domestic relationships, as well as we can enter into relationship agreements, sort of like prenups, to protect ourselves, and we can register. So.
Fantastic. Now, with the act that's come through, will that be, people that have been together for quite a while, can they...
Go and register? Of course they can.
And get that sort of started as a backdated?
They can. Not backdated, they can have it done as of that date.
That date, yeah.
But I mean, look, people in long-term relationships are recognised anyway if they've been living together for more than 2 years. So they don't have to register, but if they want that legal recognition without having to jump hurdles at the first court event, if they separate, register by all means.
Cool. And that transcends everything as well through to superannuation as
it
well?
It does. It does.
Fantastic. Because that's been something in the past that has typically been...
Marital.
It's only for a marriage, and that's, for the heterosexual community out there. Nothing against you all. I'm sure you're wonderful people when you're sleeping. And with that, it's been one of those, little niggly things that have sort of been in the back of people's minds.
Look,
going, what happens?
There's been a lot of change recently. There's three new, there's the assisted treatment bill that's just gone through. Yeah. So access to lesbians and single women can have access to IVF. There's been the crime family violence amendments, which restrict someone from outing another party's sexuality. And then there's the Relationships Act. So everything's sort of coming through.
Is there any more... acts or laws that kind of need to be changed?
Oh, yeah. There's the Victorian Law Reform Commission last year, actually, they actually looked at all the Commonwealth laws, and they've proposed amending 68 pieces of Commonwealth legislation. And that includes superannuation tax, people's entitlements to CityLink and the pension, all of those sorts of things. So it will start flowing through. It's just a matter of getting them up and running.
And now... Oh, go Nathan. After you.
Well, thank you very much, Adam. Now, with all of the acts and the bills that they're looking to sort of come through and get all the things changed in our community, what does that mean for us as a whole, so on the gay community? How does that benefit us, and what can we expect from our federal government, who typically in the past have been quite... closed.
They have been. Look, I think it's a step in the right direction. The gay community are being afforded nearly the same rights as married couples. It is very different. For example, we still can't get married. We pay a fee, whereas, people just go and get married. We have a cooling off period when we register. Married couples don't. All of those sorts of things where...
My last boyfriend needed one of those.
So we are moving in the right direction, but there's still a long way to go, Nathan. Yeah.
Quick question. Is birth, death and marriages open on a Sunday?
No.
Oh, so you can't meet someone on Saturday night and then go
get married the next day.
Monday morning, though.
You'd have to wait till Monday, so you'd have to do a long one.
I don't think I'd be around somebody that long.
No, I don't think they could handle being around you for that long.
Hi, this is Courtney Act, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
We're here every Wednesday morning from 6:30 in the morning, so you should get up that early, because, hey, we got up a lot earlier than that, all the way until 9 o'clock. Nathan joins me in the studio today, and also Christina, answering all your questions about the new Relationships Act.
That is true. It's a pleasure to have you here this morning, Christina.
Thank you
for joining us. We've got a few SMSs that have come through. One from Pete. He's just wondering, are the partnership registrations recognised nationally?
No, they're not. They're a state-based register. However, there's obviously, you can register in other states as well. And I should actually say that the Relationships Act is only going to be operative for probably 3 or 4 months, and then it gets taken over by the federal legislation. So it will all come under the Family Law Act. The difference is, though, when it comes under the Family Law Act, you can't, there's no provision for registering your relationship under the Commonwealth. It's still state based. So, you know, it's going to, from what I can see, it's going to remain state based.
Yeah. So it's going to get a little bit messy.
Yeah, it sounds awfully confusing in those.
It'll be better for us because our disputes will be determined by the family court, yep, which is a specialist court. I mean, you've got at the moment all domestic matters going to the state courts, and you just don't know what sort of a decision. There's no, there's precedents, but there's no continuity across the decisions, or it's quite hard and more expensive.
Yeah, which would make perfect sense for something like this to be done in a family court, seeing
exactly.
Typically, family.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we've also got one here as well. Does it affect our Centrelink payments?
Not unless you register. So, look, there has been some speculation that the reason the government have done this is so that they can catch those people in domestic relationships and have their any sort of pension that they have income tested. So, look, if you do register, it will be the government will know that you're in a relationship, and so your benefits most likely will be altered.
So if you have any questions for Christina about the Relationships Act, you can SMS them through 0427JOY949 or email on air@joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
Now, we've got a couple of more questions that have come through for Christina. We're talking about the Relationships Act. Hit us with the questions, Nathan.
We certainly will, and we will go with this one from Neil in Parkdale. If you were to register your relationship and then you split up, and what are the other person's entitlements?
Look, it's evaluated on each individual case. So there are a number of factors that the court take into account. If you've been together for a while, pretty much it's all in, and it's a fight to the end. The court look at different things such as contributions you made financially and also contributions that you made as a homemaker or a parent. So even though one party may have been working, it doesn't automatically mean that the other party has not brought anything into the relationship. And that's one of the major changes at the moment, because in the past that hasn't been acknowledged and it's purely been financial contributions, unless there were exceptions. Circumstances. So, look, if anyone is thinking about registering and they do have assets, my advice would be get some legal advice and enter into a relationship agreement, because that will safeguard you if you do break up.
A lot of important information there for us. So, it's pretty interesting. And also, excuse me, is there a time frame that you need to, you know, be together for? Do you have to have lived together, say, a year or something?
Look, to register your relationship, you don't even have to be living together. So you could, yeah, you can just go and register it. And
I can marry my next door neighbour.
You can indeed.
Fantastic. Yeah. She's got lots of cats.
So you can do that. But if you don't register your relationship, and you don't have to, you actually have to be together for 2 years, unless you can prove that there are exceptional circumstances. Yeah. You may have had a child together, and it would be unjust if the court didn't take that into consideration. So the court can grant leave if you want to issue proceedings and you haven't been together 2 years.
Yeah. So, if there are children involved in that, how does the court sort of get in and then sort of decide basically who goes where and why?
Well, there's a fight about where the child's going to reside, then the court determines what would be in the child's best interest. They may spend each second weekend with one party, the rest of the time with the other, or it may be a shared care regime where it's 1 week with one parent, 1 week with the other parent. It's all individual, but generally speaking, if a child is residing with a party, they will get more of a split of the asset pool, but that's a big generalisation.
Okay. And I've also had one as well, it's come through as an SMS. The Omnibus Bill amended the 68C Commonwealth legislation.
Okay.
They haven't given it
a name. No name referred to was the government introduced the, are you ready for this? The Same-Sex Relationships, Equal Treatment in Commonwealth Laws, General Law Reform Bill 2008. So that bill is going to amend 68 Commonwealth laws, which at the moment are discriminative against same-sex couples. So I think that's what they're referring to.
Interesting. And it's a bit of a sort of a strange one that's sort of come through. How do we sort of deregister?
To deregister your relationship, you just
do we have to pay?
No fine. You just have to go back to the registry. I know, and make an application either by yourself or with your partner. If it's not an amicable breakup, then you would assume you'd go by yourself. It's automatically deregistered on the death of one of you, surprisingly. And in the event that either of you get married, it automatically deregisters. So you'd have to become heterosexual because we can't get married at the moment.
Oh.
And you get notified by mail. That's nice.
Oh, lovely.
Wouldn't that be the most hurtful thing? I've got a bill from Telstra. Oh, look, there's some
birth, death,
and
marriages.
My relationship's over. It could be worse. I could break up with you on Facebook. Status.
Yeah.
No, in a relationship. Yep. I've heard that happen. Oh, I didn't know. Thanks.
Well, now the whole world knows, and
exactly.
Now all my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Now I've now lost as my friends
exactly.
On Facebook.
Well, Christina, thank you very much for coming
thank
in
for
and
having
me. Answering the questions. I think the main point we want to get across is before you consider it, it's not just this kind of rock down to the registry and sign up, to get some legal advice.
Get some advice, yeah.
Yep.
And look, they're more than happy to, if anyone wants to give me a call, we do provide half an hour free, so just give me a buzz and we'll have a chat.
And how can we find you?
I work at Lander & Rogers and my number is 9672-9195.
Of course, if you need those numbers, you can call us here at the station and we can pass them on to you again. Before you go, Christina, one final question we're asking everyone this morning. What movie deserves a sequel? If you'd like to see a sequel to a movie, what would you like to see?
My credibility is going to go out even more. I love Transformers.
I'm going to back you up on that one.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was brilliant. I loved it.
Do you know the sound? You know that...
Yeah.
It's sound that if you grew up with Transformers, everyone knows what that sound means.
Yep.
And when I heard that again, it brought back all the childhood.
It really did.
Optimus Prime, champion.
Yes.
I want to be Optimus Prime. Don't comment on that. That's fine.
we were speechless.
We just sort of gone that blank look over
I
my
have
face.
That effect
exactly.
on people.
Once again, make sure if you are going to sign the relationship to register, get some legal advice.
And possibly make sure you're in a relationship as well.
That helps.
You can't marry your cat.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.